Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
What does your fruit say about you? Have you ever run across people who do a lot of talking, but their actions do not measure up? Have you ever spoken with people and listened to what they had to say about themselves, but you couldn't see the evidence of it? Think about this. If you were indicted for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to go to trial? An indictment is a formal charge of a serious matter. To bring an indictment, the grand jury will not find guilt, but only that the probability a crime has been committed and that the accused person did it and he or she should be tried. If being a Christian was a crime, would there be enough evidence to take you to trial? We should evaluate people's words by examining their lives. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20, Jesus puts it this way, "Wherefore by their fruits you shall know them." This scripture is based on Matthew chapter 7, verses 18 and 19, "You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns and figs or thistle? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit. What kind of tree are you? What kind of fruit are you producing? Just as trees are consistent in the kind of fruit they produce, or believers must consistently exhibit good behavior and high moral character as they seek to live out the truth of Scripture. What does your fruit say about you? Jesus is very concerned about our walk, not our talk. Jesus wants us to do right, not just say the right things. Remember, we must walk worthy of the calling, not just talk about the one who called us. How is your walk today? Are you producing good fruit by your actions? As a witness of Jesus Christ, teaching the world about the gospel, what kind of tree are you? Stop. Examine your fruit. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.